Early morning, stay safe and stay connected with Morgan Kochmeyer's weather forecast and Sarah Gindra's traffic reports weekdays 4 to 6 on WGN-TV Morning News.
Kimberly Bears is with us from the one of the more important organizations right now, Magnificent Mile, which has been directly affected, I mean, in the most profane of ways, by the actions last night of the looters in downtown Chicago. And Kimberly, I know you guys just came, your trade association just came out of what is described as an emergency meeting. What came out of that?
Well, thanks for having me on, Ro. Yes, this was an emergency board meeting to bring the board up to speed on the multitude of conversations that we've had with the city and the police today, starting with a 7 a.m. call with the mayor and Chicago Superintendent David Brown. So we're working to inform all of our members about what happened and the steps that we're taking to hopefully make sure it doesn't happen again.
So let's talk about the after-action report here. How much damage were you able to assess on Michigan Avenue? And again, your organization doesn't just have Michigan Avenue stores and restaurants and stuff associated with it, but also things that are within a couple blocks of Michigan Avenue on either side. A lot of damage in River North last night. Obviously, Water Tower Place got breached. We played some audio just a few minutes ago of the Macy's at Water Tower Place and looters literally live streaming while they're looting, and this woman explaining that she's trying to steal Canada Goose coats, that she'll have a sale when she gets home that night. It's absolutely astounding to watch and to listen to. Do we know what the total amount of damage has been?
We don't have numbers yet. It took us a couple of days to pull together numbers from the damage that we sustained back in May. I can say that the damage this time around, here's just about the only good news. The damage was smaller in scope than what we experienced at the end of May. Probably 40 stores. I toured the district along with a representative from the mayor's office and our board chair today. We went in and talked to a number of the owners and operators, and they're still cleaning up. They've got broken windows and broken doors. They've lost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of product.
Right at the corner of Michigan and Walton last night, 30 shots rang out at about 3 o'clock in the morning. That video is now making its way around the world. It's a very disturbing. We had last week the rapper that was shot and killed, along with two other people who were shot on Oak Street. And these are all parts of the most important business district in Chicago in terms of tax revenue back to the city of Chicago. This cannot stand. What plans do you have? What are you saying to city officials that you need?
Well, we're saying just about the same thing. We're talking about the role that the district plays, not just in the city's economy, but the county, the state, and the region's economy. And that you're absolutely right. This cannot stand. This was outrageous. It is unacceptable. And as I said, we started having we had a call this morning at 7 a.m. with the mayor and Superintendent Brown. That was on the heels of a conversation, a summit that we had last Tuesday that was called by Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins. And that involved the same folks, the mayor and Superintendent Brown, and representatives from the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. Kim Fox was not present at the virtual meeting. She did have some of the members of her team there. I have yet to talk to her. But one of the main concerns that we talked about in that meeting was the lack of prosecution.
Right. And the lack of prosecution for it. And she did mention this in her press conference today. And I would like to put this in context for everyone listening right now. This is an important thing. One of the things that business owners have been arguing about, especially those downtown, that the Cook County State Attorney's Office was not prosecuting shoplifting property crimes. And shoplifting property crimes as according to the state's attorney's office, those are when somebody walks into a store, takes some stuff, secretes it inside, you know, like a bag or their clothes or whatever, and then walks out with it and isn't really threatening anybody. And she raised a distinction between that and active looting when you break into a store. Well, one of the difference there's a medium ground in between that they were not prosecuting, which was these mass in-store, during business hour, lootings of stores, where groups of individuals would come in and grab as much stuff as they could, as fast as they could, and run out the store, overwhelming the security and moving faster than the police could catch them. And that has been a very common occurrence downtown for the last 3, 4, 5 years in downtown stores. And she has not been prosecuting those cases either. And that's really basically it's alluding in the same way, except there are people in the store who feel threatened when that is actually happening.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. We've also heard stories of the store personnel feeling intimidated about providing testimony at those trials. It's a lot to ask for store staff who may be, you know, making $15 or $20 an hour.
And I've heard this too, and you can confirm this because you're the CEO of the Mag Mile Association, so you would know if this is actually accurate from your own retailers that you represent, that some of these things that were stolen last night will be presented back to the stores for refunds without receipts, and that the workers in these stores feel intimidated not to give the refund. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I have not heard that one. It doesn't surprise me, but I do know we have already seen items that were stolen last night up for sale on different sites. And so they're already reselling those much of what they stole last night.
And there's nothing that can be done about that?
I wouldn't say there's nothing that can be done about that. We've had a lot of conversation with the police about them tracking down the people who committed these crimes. Where we feel like it's falling short is on the prosecution and the ability to convict.
Right. Yeah, there's no teeth to this. Police can make the arrest, but will they actually charge? And will the state attorney's office go through with it, saying, well, it's a property crime, it's not a crime of violence? Well, if you listen to the gunfire at Walton in Michigan last night, that sounds like violence. If you look at the windows of Gene and Giorgetti's today that have 3 bullet holes in them, that's violence. Life Kitchen, that's violence. Mm-hmm. Boss Bar, where a security guard was shot in the back, that's violence. That's all part of this exact same structure that we're talking about. And it again, I can't say this enough, it needs to be addressed at the highest levels and with some sincerity. Do we know, with about a minute left here, do we know what the plan is for tonight to secure downtown?
We do. We happily have a wonderful relationship with our police district. We've got 2 police districts, and I've been in constant communication with them. So we've got a plan that will keep the district safe tonight, and I think you'll see that plan continued going forward.
Do you know what streets are going to be? Are we doing like the green zone situation like we had during the first looting? Do you know if that's going back into effect?
No, it's not exactly that, but we will have some bridges will be up, some exit ramps will be closed. There is more information on the city's website about that specifically. But yeah, and we've got restrictions, restricted access, no curfew, but restricted access. I will say one thing that I just learned today. Northwestern Memorial Hospital closed today because of the situation. They canceled all of the non-essential surgeries that they had, so we saw a really dangerous impact on health, on people's health today because of this.
That's an important thing to note. I know that Northwestern did see some looting. Some of the windows were broken at Northwestern on the Erie side last night, and that may be the way they were trying to. I assume they're trying not to have their people come in, so they weren't going to be in danger.
they were very concerned that that anyone who came in for elective surgery and or for staffing for that would be in danger, and they canceled those surgeries.
Kimberly Bears, President and CEO of Mag Mile Association. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, well, there you have it. There is Chicago on the 10th of August, the year 2020. You heard the audio. You've heard the testimony of the people who actually have to clean up this mess. And we all have to clean up this mess.